Hey guys, it's Bruce. Welcome to Combo Courses. I'm doing an impromptu live directly from another business that I do. And I'm going to do something in the studio later once we're done with this. But I just wanted to put something out right now on time, kind of on time, and talk this freely, openly. And if you're wondering who I am, my name is Bruce. I've been doing cybersecurity for over 20 years now, which just sounds crazy. I can't believe it myself. It's been so long, time goes so fast. And what I try to do on this channel is help people to get in this, explain to them why it's such a good game to get into, and level up if you're already in it, because I've done all those things. I don't have a problem getting jobs, even during recessions. I don't have a problem with finances. I don't have a problem getting and making money. And one of the things that I do is I will use the money, the income that I make from IT, which pays very good. I'm not spending it on a Bugatti, right? What I do is I use it to make more businesses. You know, of course, help people when I can, but mostly I want to build something bigger, a legacy for myself and for my family and for those, you know, closest to me. The end goal is to make something so big that I can help people in a real way, not just with advice, but financially help them, to invest in them, to invest in their business ventures, their time, give people jobs. I truly believe that that's been the most altruistic thing I can do, is to be more successful so that I can help other people be successful. That's why IT is such a good place to be in right now, is because right now it's growing like crazy and they pay really good. And you can use your extra income to build your businesses. One of my coworkers said he hated cybersecurity, he hated IT or whatever. But guess what? He's still doing it, and he's using it to do real estate. Like, and it's the same thing I do. It doesn't matter if you like it or not. It pays really well. It pays average, is close to or at six figures for doing cybersecurity stuff, on IT stuff. So that's why you should do it. Is it hard? Some jobs are hard. Yeah, some of this stuff's not easy. Sometimes it's emotionally difficult. Sometimes it's technically difficult, but they're going to pay you. So anyway, open topics, and any questions you have, any kind of topics whatsoever, I'm here for it. I'm on TikTok over here, YouTube, LinkedIn, Facebook, any questions you guys have. This is a time, this is an opportunity for you to talk to an insider and tell you how it really is and how to really get in this. And I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm going to tell you exactly what's going on. I have nothing to gain by telling you lies. Whether you buy my book or not, doesn't matter, because somebody on Amazon's going to buy it anyway. So buy it, don't buy it. It's cool. But if you are interested, I do have a free book right now. I mean, if you want something for free, you can get it. It's right here. It's just in this link right here, combocourses.net, that top link. It's free for the next 3 days, 4 days left, something like that. So I've already given this out to my newsletter, and I'm looking for reviews. Go ahead and go on there, download it, go through it real quick. Give me a dope ass review, and that helps me with sales. Help out a vet. Anyway, hey, Mike T-Man, how you doing, man? Man, you are everywhere today. Yeah, just in the mood to do more lives. And I'm just here in Airbnb, and we host to make a little cash. While I'm at work doing this stuff, I'm also making money on this Airbnb stuff. It's a win-win situation. All right. Let me see. Since there's no questions, I'm going to jump into my own questions I've been getting from YouTube. Maybe I'll just answer a couple of these. Go on YouTube real quick. Things been pretty busy at work. We're going through some kind of assessment, and it's been brutal. It's been a lot of work. a lot of work. I don't know if you've ever been through an assessment or been a part of one or been the victim of an assessment, but I'm currently the victim of an assessment. So it is, it's a absolutely asinine amount of work that I'm going through right now. It's only just now recently started to calm down. Okay, where the heck is this account at? Bear with me while I log in to answer some questions. Here we go. Demetrius, how you doing, man? Okay, let me see here. YouTube Studio. Yeah, I know the setting is weird. My sound's probably not great, but I'm going to do it later. I'm going to do a one later on in the day when I come back from this Airbnb. Learning and getting a cybersecurity job forensics. You're saying you're getting a job in forensics? Yeah, I've worked with a couple guys doing forensics. Oh man, I hit 14,000. That's pretty cool. I've worked. The site hit 14,000 view subscribers. Yeah. Yeah, it's all right. Looking for a million. I've worked with a couple guys who did forensics, and what can I say about it? I'll say a couple things. I worked very closely with them when I was doing cybersecurity analyst work. And so what we would do is we would monitor the traffic on the network for any kind of anomalies, like weird stuff that's going on, like if we're getting a denial of service attack or something, and we'd have to try to identify what it was. And then when we got certain things that we thought were attacks, like something's going on with the packets or something's weird, it's coming from a strange source, or there's something that is a little bit going to require more research than what we have time to do, we would pass it along to the forensics guy. Another thing that the forensics guys would do would be mostly local stuff. Like if somebody was doing something on their hard drive that they shouldn't be doing, one of the things they would do is take the hard drive out, and then they would analyze. They have these tools to like analyze. They had Encase, and then they had FTK, and these different tools that would crack open all the data in the, look at all the bits on a storage device, and then like even if they tried to erase it, it would see stuff that they erased. Like if you ever deleted something off your desktop, they can still retrieve it. Sometimes, like unless you wipe it correctly, they can still get the information off of that system. So we would give that kind of stuff over, like if we find something like that. And another time when I was in the Air Force, actually, I was doing IT stuff, and we would work directly with forensics. If something like, I'll give you a specific example that we had, one specific example. In our unit, we could monitor all traffic. We would monitor like what sites you go to. But if you're ever on a government system, they can see every damn thing. Just so you know, they can see everything you do. Everything you do. So don't do nothing personal on the government, anything. Any government, you don't have rights on a government computer, just so you know. Like, I don't know how people don't know that, but you don't have rights. It tells you when you're signing up for the job, you have no rights. We can see everything you're doing. There's no privacy. It's none. So we would be monitoring traffic. Like my job wasn't even to monitor traffic. We were just fixing computers, but we just happened to see somebody was going to a site they shouldn't be going to. They were going through to a, I can't say it on this channel without getting banned. That's how bad it is. I'm sure you could figure it out from what I just said. Oh, YouTube is lagging. Okay, I'm going to keep this short. I'm not going to go too long on this one since this internet's not good. But I'll tell you this one story. So we found something. Like, they were going to a site they're not supposed to go to, which unfortunately means that we got to do more investigation. So we passed it along to forensics. And in the case of the Air Force at the time, they had a forensics team in AFOSI. OSI is like CSI. It's basically Air Force's version of CSI. And they had it like a digital forensics team or whatever. And if you're talking to Air Force OSI, it's not good, right? They only deal with murders. They only deal with like serious stuff. Terrorism, murders, stuff I can't mention on here. That's the kind of stuff that they're looking at. They're not dealing with petty crimes, right? It's serious stuff. So we sent it over to their forensic team and they had more questions for us. They were like, well, go get their hard drive. And that's what we did. I was just a regular help desk guy. I went over to take the computer apart, take the hard drive. We're looking through the hard drive and we saw like a folder full of stuff that is illegal. I'm sure you can figure out what kind of pornography is illegal. It was on there, it's on the computer. I don't know why a person would think to do something like this, but they did it. We took the hard drive out, gave it to OSI. And that's one thing I'll say about forensics is that they have to see some pretty dark stuff, like stuff you can't unsee. You know what I mean? Like, they're seeing really, really, really bad stuff. Like, if the team is giving something off to forensics, unless it's a false positive, meaning we thought we caught something and it's nothing, if it's real, bro, it's dark, man. It's some dark stuff. Like, stuff you do not want to see, stuff that they talk about in movies. That stuff's real, man. So my run-ins with it, it's like it's not something you want to – if you cannot see that stuff, if you can go through your whole life without seeing the stuff that forensics guys see and crime investigators see, then you're better off. I'll put it to you that way. And even as a cop, when I was a police officer in the Air Force, same thing. There's this stuff you do not want to see. There's stuff that you do not want to know. Trust me, you do not want to know it. You're not better off having – I'm not better off having seen or experienced any of that stuff. It's not something you want to think about. It's not something you want to believe the humans are capable of. But that's the kind of stuff forensics guys have to sometimes have to witness. The whole, there's a saying about staring into the abyss and the abyss stares back at you. There's certain things you don't want to know. And forensics guys have to deal with that because they're dealing with like criminal investigations. And you got a part of you has to be cold hearted enough. Not cold hearted. It's not the right word. Not cold hearted. That you have to be professional enough to put your personal feelings aside and do what you got to do the work to get through the case. And that's the same thing. I would say any kind of criminal justice stuff that you deal with, any kind of forensics, any kind of criminal investigations, because you're going to see you're going to see the darkness of humans, things that you did not think human beings are capable of. You get to see that. You get a front row seat to that game. And it's just something you don't want to be a part of. You just don't want to see it, you know? And then like what happens is what I've noticed in that world, a lot of police officers become a little bit misanthropic, meaning they hate people because you're seeing people in their worst day. You're not just seeing the bad, you're seeing the ugly. And that's what I'll say about like that side. So my heart truly goes out to police officers and criminal investigators and criminal investigators and detectives and forensics, because they have to deal with a side of humanity that a lot of us don't have to, thank God, don't have to see that. And that's their day job. Yeah. Okay, I'll close it. I'll close that. I'm going to go through and close all the windows. Okay. All right, guys. My sound, I have some lag time here. So I'm going to start this. If you guys are interested in hearing this kind of stuff, make sure you sign up. Make sure you subscribe to TikTok, to YouTube, to Facebook, or whatever, combo courses. Just know right now I've got some free stuff out there, free books. If you're interested in cybersecurity, if you're interested in federal information security, and you want to do it, you're interested in it, or you already do it. What I did was we put together a book, me and the team put together a book to break down what's called FISMA, Federal Information Security Modernization Act, which is the basis for all information security on federal systems in the United States. So that's what NIST is helping you to be compliant with. That's where most of the privacy stuff comes from, with what we're supposed to do in the organization to protect the privacy and security of data on federal systems. So this act is broken down in a way that doesn't have legalese. It doesn't have legislative talk in it. It's not for lawyers. It's for people like you and I to break down how it works and what it is and the history of it. So if you're interested in that, it's right now, it's free. It's only free for another 4 days. I'll be on here a little bit later in my studio where the sound is better and the internet's better and stuff like that. But thank you guys for watching. See you very soon, and take care of yourselves.